Okay, Kuf Mem and Aleph at the Mishnah. In Sharon es a chilsis bepershrin. You can't soak chilsis, which I do not know what that is in English.
It gives
a word. It probably calls it chilsis, right?
It says asafetida.
Oh, here, farua asafetida.
Asafetida.
Asafetida is what.
Yeah, asafetida. No, mine says asafetida.
Okay.
Okay.
Gum rinsing.
So you can't soak it in warm water. You would make it into it was used to make some type of a drink for a fuwa. The more is discussed what exactly is the issue, but it's part of the process of making it usable, so it's prohibited. You could put it into vinegar. You can't use water to take kashinin, kashinin was a type of a grain which was used, basically was used as animal fodder. It was edible for humans. So if they were together with the chaff, you would throw it into the water, and the chaff would float, and the grains would fall to the bottom, and you would use the water in the vessel basically as a form of borer. So you can't do that. Well, shafanasan, you can't rub them off. Also, removing to remove the psalus which is there, because also it's a form of borer. If a person would want to transport them, and you would want to use the kibora or a basket to transport them, even though. It's very possible that the various types of psolus would fall through the cracks and leave you the grain. It's still mutter. It's not a psikresha. It's not shenim miskaven. That wasn't his intent, and that's okay. In carbon is a teben bekvorah. You can't process the straw through the kvorah. Is whatever, I guess whatever you would use for the purpose of to feed to the animal, whatever they felt wasn't usable. You want the shaft to come out and keep the grain, so there's little hairy things which are the shaft, that part you want to fall out, so you can't put it up on a high spot where the wind can blow it, blow away the shaft. It's a form of you can use the kvora to transport it to put into the avis, even though some of the shaft will fall out. Chilsis, zogt Rashi. Chaltish beloshen yishmol belaz lazria sharna said beperishin b'sharsin atzon oisen hamayim lerufua. You would soak it in the water, and then you would drink the water for refuah. So you go to the back and finish davening, and then you'll come back to listen to the show. Sorry? I don't know. I guess Russia. I don't know. I'm going to listen to Chilsis. The Shechel Chemish, you can put it into vinegar. But Tababoy Macholoy, and they would use that as a dip. Come before am I insurance? The morning that's going to discuss what the issue of insurance is. Insurance a kashinim matzif alei mayim bekli. You would float them in the water literally. Liber psultan take away the psalus. Could not have said this beya. Af madiach v'shela that the morning beya talks about this idea of using the water to separate out the usable item from the non-usable item. I mean loyshaf and son, but yad you can't rub them. The Hasib Psalus, the Havale Burr, because that's Burr. Rashi learns that these are dealing with, these are the Raisa level prohibitions. I'm not saying the Chosacha Gabor. Probably should have Pamim Shapsalus, Nepal Derek Nikve Hakvara, Nisani Sparmail, even though sometimes the Psalus will fall out, since it's not a body is going to happen, it's Mutter. Tevin, Who sheoisin min akash? That's you take the stalks which are left over, you cut them up into chatvin oisin bermerigan. You cut them up in some type of merig was like a saw type of a thing. Oisin kolzon of hashibolus tevin. You would take the whole stalk. You make it into pieces of tevin to remove the moitz whom is zokan hashibolus. That's from the little hairy things which are go around the grain, alien. Then around the michael, you can't feed it to the animal even. Carbon is on the bekvorim sheepal hamoids, and you would normally you would process them through a basket or so that the moats should fall out. So that you can't do. But not the bekvor, leads to the sechay, but you can use it to put it into the feeding trough. Al bisha moats noifel me'elov. It's going Krib Shimon Darashen Miskaven is mutter, and it wasn't the Psik Reisha. So we're going with Krib Shimon Shita. Iboy Elohu. So Morris goes back on the first case. And Shorin is a Filsis Peposhrin. Shorimai, what exactly is the. If a person did do it, he soaked his Filsis in the Peposhrin. What Malacha is it? What status does it have? Tirgama Rav Adar Narshoa, Kameder of Yosef, Rav Adar from Narshoa, said the Pshat. In front of you, I said, "Shore is chayiv chatas. If he does it, he's going to be chayiv chatas because it's processing the item, taking it from being non-usable to being usable, is also a form of a malacha." Amalei Baya, Sabai says to Rav Adar and Narshoa, "El miyata shore umser b'maya, hachinami demechayiv. If you take umser, which is raw meat, and you soak it in water, thereby." Making it edible, which they even though it was cold water, so it's not bishul, but according to your theory, it being in the case if that makes it edible, it should be chayiv. Hachinam de mechayiv. You could tell me chayiv in that case.
Are you talking about it's going to eat the meat raw?
Uh huh. We had that before.
Right.
But apparently, so let's say you'd have a meat which without the putting it through the water, he needed the water to soften it, so it wasn't edible without the water. But it wasn't hot water, so it's not bishul, which requires heat. But it's processing it, so maybe that should be the equivalent of bishul according to your theory. Because Persian is warm water. Warm water is not yachal lettuce boy. It's not considered heat for this purpose. It's not called bishul. Alam Rabbaya, the prohibition of chilsis in Persian is mir rabbanon. So yasek kederach shoyse b'chol. You shouldn't do it like he does in the weekdays. Rashi says there were certain things Chazal specifically prohibited because it was an obvious element of a weekday type of an action.
With the meat, how do you know that you said warm? How do you know it's warm? The water.
Well, that's the flow of the Gemara. The Mishnah says the word Persian is warm water, supposed to hot.
Because with the grain, with the grain was that was not warm. That was just cold, right?
Yeah, but the first case of the Mishnah in Shorin is a chilsis beposhrin.
Yeah.
Poshrin is warm water. That's what poshrin means. But it wasn't yatzaletis, but. Boy mine Rabbi Yechonon mi Rabbi Yan. I'm out lishus as a chilsis, but sonin. What about sonin? What about using cold water? Mamalei oser. So Rabbi Yechonon said back, anantanan ain sharon as a chilsis, but poshrin. It says only warm water. How about sonin? What's apparently in cold water is mutter. Amalei, he said interesting language, but he's going to give an answer, but he gives like an introduction. Im Kain, if I don't have a way, I don't understand how to explain a Mishnah, Ma Ben Li, B'lecho, what's it between me and you? You know, what do you think? I don't know how to understand the Mishnah. Of course I understand the Mishnah. Nesisin Yechidohi, the Mishnah which limited this prohibition to warm water is the opinion of one individual. It's not the opinion of the majority. Netanya, in short, as a chilsis loy becham and loy betzana. You can't soak it in anything, whether it's hot water, whether it's cold water. Rabbi Yomer becham and osir becham and over here. I'm assuming means the tana of our mishnah, which is poshrin, means warm water. Even lechamin usually means yads lettuce, but over here means more, it'll be have to be warm water. Bechamin also, but tzener mutter. But in cold, so that's Rabbi Yosi, but the Tanakama says it's prohibited whatever you're going to soak in it. So Chazal, because of this uvda dechol, it's like a weekday type of an action. They prohibited since you could process it in cold. They prohibited cold also. The Mor says lamai of delay. What did they use? What did they? What, this concoction that they were making, what was it used for? What type of illness was it used for? The Mor says liyukra deliba. Feels like he has a heavy heart. I'm not sure exactly what that means physically. Rav Acha bar Yosef chosh b'yukra deliba. He felt like he had a heavy heart. Also the command of Marukva. So he came to Marukva. Amar leizil shasi tlosa tikli chilsasa v'tlosa yomi. Drink this over the next 3 days. You should drink 3 shekels. The weight of 3 shekels worth of chilsis, one per day, over the next 3 days. So Mor says, Ozel ishti chamsha b'shabbos, umali shabbos. He drank on Thursday, it was Erev Shabbos, and now, with Safra, the next morning, which is on Shabbos, Ozel shoy be midrash, came and asked in the Beis HaMedrash, is it mutter? Amalei, Tanadabei Rav Adab, Bamarlo Tanadabei Mar Bar Rav Adab, Shos Adam Kaba Kabayim, Ben Echoshish. So a person can drink it because apparently, even without Rashi, even without for refuah purposes, it was, they would drink it. So that's what we had before, something which could be a Michael Brian, was you're allowed to drink it even though you're taking it for refuah. So Amar Lahu, so they said back, he said, so Maruk, Rav Acha bar Yosef said back to the Beis HaMedrash, Lishrois lekimi boyli, kikimi boyli is Lishrois. My question wasn't drinking, my question was making it. Okay, you know, it's a fair question. Let's see. So Amalu Rav Chiya bar Oven, but did he have uvda? So Rav Chiya bar Oven answered back that I had a similar story. V'asoy shilte l'Rav Adar bar Ahava, and I asked Rav Adar bar Ahava. Well, have a biyode. He didn't know. Asoy shilte l'Rav Huna. Then I went and asked Rav Huna. V'amar, and he said, Hachikamar Rav. So this is what Rav said. Shara b'tzonon u'maniach b'cham. So he would soaked it in cold water, and then he put it out into the sun to warm up. So, but the process was done in the cold. The Mor says, "Come on! Apparently, you're going to shori like the one like we had in the before that Rabbi Yossi holds, but said in his mutter." So he said, "No, feel the man the oser. This is mutter, even according to the one with the chum would say that tzenin is oser." That's because he hasn't had the drink the days before. Over here, since he already drank it on Thursday and on Friday, if he wouldn't drink it on Shabbos, it could cause danger to the person. Sakana. Now the Mor is telling you a physical mitzvah, so this is the nature of the illness, is that once you start it, if you stop it, it's going to be problematic. The heter by antibiotics is similar, but not exactly the same. The heter by antibiotics is any person who's enough of the mishka, because Chazal didn't make an issur of taking medication. Oh, here he said the question wasn't the drinking, the question was the making, that you don't have that heter by you know, person couldn't concoct the antibiotics on Shabbos because of that. It's not considered that type of a sakana. Zok Rashi. Shara chilsis for person. My person soaked the chilsis in warm water. So, Sir Adam Ashok said it's chayiv chatas. So
I'm just curious about as to if he had thought about it beforehand. You know,
why didn't he arrange it before? Take care of it beforehand. Why wasn't he
before? If you know that you're going to run into this situation, right? You know that okay. If I start on Thursday and Friday, and I don't do it, I'll be in sakana. You know, if I don't do it on Shabbos, I'll be in sakana. So you say, look, so don't start on Thursday. Start on Sunday. I don't know how sick this heavy heart.
I don't know.
Maybe just got out.
Could he have prepared the concoction on Friday and drunk it?
That's the second question. I think they're asking two more questions, yeah. I don't know. I assume that for the purpose of the refu, he's allowed to start, and then he'll deal with the Shabbos when it gets there. You're not dealing with the Duraisa, you're dealing with the Rabbanim, Chazal, or Matur. Pashas, he should have made it before Shabbos. I'm not sure exactly, you know, what the circumstances were that he wasn't able to.
Or maybe it wasn't effective if it
there's a footnote here that says that it has an extremely obnoxious odor. Maybe it has something to do with that.
Okay, it's possible. Okay. Says basar chai, raw meat. So yasa lo yishakur ban the mevet ubdi the chol. You can't do it like you do it. You do it the weekday way. You can't lo yadana lefrushi masnisen tefei minoch. So Rabbi Yana answered back to Rabbi Yochanan, if I can't explain the Mishnah better than you, so my being lechos. So like, why am I the rabbi? You know, interesting phrase. Misisin yechidah he Rabbi Yosi Amru. That's Rabbi Yosi. Rabbanon af pesenon osur. Comes even in cold as osur. We're going to meet this again a few blocks down the road. The idea of if you're taking something which is not edible, not usable, and you soak it in cold and make it usable, is that a problem? Is that, you know, the rice at the bottom, what is that something? We'll see that it is, actually. The yukar deliba, shaliba covered love, his heart is heavy. The weight of three gold coins. What's she doing on Shabbos? So they said, you can drink it. So he said, that's my question. People, with even that refuah, people would drink it. So you're allowed to drink anything which is a normal drink, you're allowed to drink even for refuah purposes. You can't soak it. So he said, you do it in cold. So, aha, come on. Sure, you're going to want to hold it. It's mutter, baya, who? So the more is questioning. It's going like Rabbi, which holds cold is permitted. Abba Rabbanon, Osir, according to Rabbanon, which cold is Osir, it's Osir. The Moor says, no, over here it's different. Okay. The Moor says, Mistamach, back in the Gemara, six lines up from the bottom. His stomach was also Rav Acha bar Yosef, Akastre, the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, bar Achse. Rav Acha bar Yosef was going, leaning on the shoulder of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, his sister's son, his nephew. So right here, he was elderly, he needed support. Amaliki Matina, the Beir Rav Safra, when you get to the yeshiva of Rav Safra, Ailina, please take me inside. I have a question to ask. Kimotsu, when they got there, Ailei, he brought him inside. By minute, he asked from Rav Safra, Malu Kaskuse, Kisnisa Bishabato. You want to take a flax garment and you want to rub the sides together. Take the two pieces of the cloth and rub them together. Is that mutter? So what's the shayla? Do you say the huche kisnisa komachav? And say after you wash it, you know, you imagine, you know, I'm still old enough to remember clothes which got dried on the clothesline. They're nice and hard, right? So you want to rub it a little bit; it softens it up. So he wants to soften it up a little bit. So the huche kisnisa komachav, no sharpened. So you washed it, you dried it out; it's hard. You want to soften it up a little bit, so that's not a problem. So apparently, when you this when you talk about linen garments, after you wash them and then if you rub them, they brighten up. So that should be considered like some type of a prohibition under the category of the malacha of malaben, which the malacha of malaben is washing, but the goal is to make it look nice and bright and clean. So this adds a shine to it. It adds a color to it. Is that a problem? So Amalei said, "Look, since your intent is just to soften it, therefore it's permitted." Kinofik also. So the Mor says that they. When Rav Safra came out, he came to his place. I'm not sure where that means. Amalei mai bo marmine. What did they ask you? Amalei boi mine malakus kusei kisnisa b'shabbat. I'm sorry. This was Rav Acher bar Yosef. So apparently his nephew didn't take him inside. He went inside and asked the question. He came out, so Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok asked his uncle, what did you ask from him, from Reb Safra? What did my master, his uncle being referred to, his uncle Zamar, what did you ask Reb Safra? I asked him, and Reb Safra said, Shepherd, I mean, it's fine. So Rav Nachman Yitzchok said to Rav Acher bar Yosef, "Mitiboyle lemar sudra. Why didn't you ask the same question with a sudr, which is also made out of linen?" So he said, "Sudra lo kami boyle. Sudra, I don't have a question. Why the boy mir Rav Huna that they asked this question from? I asked this question from Rav Huna regards to the case of a sudr." So there was the kerchief. Partially, and he answered that for me already. So why did you feel that this is a parallel case to sudra? Why did you have to ask the question in regards to the garment separately? It's the same question. It's more noticeable. The person is more concerned about the suitor looking bright, and therefore it's going to be prohibited. Whereas in the garment, I felt possibly it's different, and that's what he said. It actually is different. Ailina hichnisani. Take me inside. He was elderly. So, but when he went inside, he asked the question privately, apparently. The kiskuse kisna, cholok, you have a like a shirt, a tunic, sinus of shalpishin made out of linen, shiris kapsha, which has been washed. Rehi kosha, and it's hard. Mashafshafo, meshayadav, you would rub it between his two hands. Behim israchacha, and it would soften. And it would also shine better because of, it would have a brighter color because of the rubbing. Halibun is matzel, now it looks brighter. You're more concerned about the sudr and the color of the sudr than you are about this kisonis, about this tunic. Amar of Chista. Hi, kis nisa, this garment. Meshava l'didei mekanya ishori. If you hang it up from before Shabbos on this, I'm not sure exactly what the picture of the stand is. They have put on a stand, and the question here is. Now I want to take it off of the stand. Is that considered moving the muksa? It was basically like a sticks which they would use to stand it up. It wasn't like they had a standing clothesline.
It was already completed. The garment.
garbage completed. The question over here was the sticks were muksa. You take a stick and stick it into the ground and hang it up on the thing. So the stick is muksa. So I want to take it off. Is it a problem? So taking it with the dami kanya, sure, if I take it off of the stick, so it's considered the garment is not muksa. Even though it's moving the muksa, there's a movement in the muksa by pulling it, but that wasn't my intent. That's not my point. My point is to take off the garment, so the fact that the muksa moves by itself, that's not my problem. What's that? But kanya mimena is also to pull the stick out of it, do it that way, that's also because the stick is muksa. Amar Rava, v'im kli kivoy hu mutter. If what you used was not something which was just a stick, which is total muksa, it's like etzim mavonim have no dinner. It was a kli shemalat liyisur. It was used. It was part of the kela which the tailor would use, the weaver would use to make. It was kli shemalat liyisur, but it's occupying a space that I need. So the only way I can get it out is by pulling the stick out of the garment. I need the garment. The garment is a space. I need to put my arm in there as opposed to the stick. So it's occupying a space that I need. So that's the Tzarech Mekayim. My Tzarech Mekayim is Mutter. Yeah, Jeff.
Why is that so much different than, let's say, a hanger that you get your clothes back on, you know, you're taking off your stuff off the hanger on Shabbos, came from the laundry?
Right, because the hanger is not muksa. The question over here is a muksa question.
Just the thing it's hanging on, but it's completed.
Right. Right, correct. No, a stick is not even shit to create. It's not a clea at all. I just take a stick and throw it out afterwards. I didn't do anything to make it into a functioning clea. There's some words to say, a few different halachas over here, about different things. You have a bundle of a vegetable, of a yarek, yarok. So, because of the Michael Behema, Charlotte Tula, Viloy, also, if it's something which you can use, there was to feed an animal as is, so then you let him move it. If not, it's muksa. It wasn't edible for a person yet without cooking. The animal wasn't, you wouldn't feed it to the animal, whatever. So it wasn't used as animal fodder, so you can't, it's muksa. Amar Chibar Ashi, Amar Rav, Haitayu de Bisra, so you would take meat, and Rashi says you would salt the meat, and then you would hang it up, to, and they would dry. You know, so it's hanging. So if it's talking about the meat, sure, the tula, you're allowed to move it, because it's edible at this point in time, even though it hasn't been cooked, it's just been salted, and it's still drying in the drying process, it's edible. But the kari fish is also, like we had before, that people don't eat raw fish. I know nowadays it's the opposite, right? Okay, Omer of Katina. I mean, the Emsa Hamita, Rashi says, it's a place where people, a place where normally husband and wife live together. Kilo Oimed Betresa Shel Isha. It's a person, if the person will be lying on the woman's lap, it's an improper place for a man to place himself. So even though there's no man there, but it's, you don't belong on a bed which belongs to the husband and the wife. Well, I'm mostly in the Morse, we don't create such an issue. The Rashi says the issue over here is that there's an element, a potential element of here being mahar about the relations between a man and a woman. So more says we're not mechuyav the chashish of that possibility. Bomer Rav Chista, Barbe Rav, the Zalman Yarkov, a Talmud who goes to buy vegetables. Lizvin Aricha, he should buy a long one, Rashi says, of this type of a whatever type of vegetable you're buying will be the kruv, Rashi says, which is cabbage is not long, but there's something called kale, which is like a longer version of it, or a kreshen, which is like a cress, watercress. You should buy long ones. Kikisha, lizon arichi. You should buy all buy long ones. Kisha, kikisha v'archim imela. So because they all bundles they charge. They didn't sell them by weight. They used to sell my bundles, so the thickness of it is the same. So the width you get the same thing, and the length you gain you benefit from the extra length. So you get more. So you're living on a kollel budget. You should be frugal. Vamar Chista Barei Rav Zoban Kanya. He's buying. Sticks. I'm assuming that means for the purpose of firewood. So a similar type of idea. So these are nariyeh. You should buy long ones because tuna kitun. Again, the bundle is like a bundle. Where chomel, you gain the extra. So the width is the same, and the length you gain no length. Vamar chista barbe rab don fisher le rifta. A young talmud doesn't have enough bread. Lo lechol yarka, don't eat vegetables instead. Mishum de gorba, because they increase your appetite. They make you hungry. So you'll end up eating wanting or eating more bread. Vomer Rechista said, Anoa loybe aniyusi. Apparently, he went through a period of his life when he was poor and then he became rich. Says lo ba'ani yusi ochli yarka, lo ba'asi rusi ochli yarka. I didn't eat vegetables when I was poor. I didn't eat them when I was rich. Ba'ani yusi, I didn't eat them when I was poor. Mishum and degar, because they increase your appetite for heavier food like bread. Ba'asi rusi, when I became rich already, I didn't eat them because I could afford now to eat the vegetables and then eat the bread afterwards. I mean, I said, "Hecha the Isle Yarka Leil Bisra Vikavri." Instead of filling up the space with vegetables, it might fill it up with meat and fish. But why waste good space?
Was he? He's the one who lived a long life or a short life? I thought there was a Rav Chista. He had a few different. Either he had the life of sorrows or the life of not having sorrows.
No. You know what? Very possible. I don't remember.
Maybe I'm just getting confused.
Bummer. No. Maybe. And that's possible, but just the fact I remember it doesn't mean anything. Bummer of Kistamor says, Barbe Rav, the Lord officially Rifto, doesn't have a lot of bread. So livsa loy livsa bitsui. He shouldn't cut up into small pieces and try and spread it out, because he'll end up being starving, hungry the whole time. You know, if he eats a full amount now and will deal with it later on, is better than trying to stretch it out, which will end up just being hungry the whole time. Well. Vomer of Chista Barbe Rav Dolan and Fishale Rifto. Loy Livtsa, he shouldn't be the one who breaks the bread by the meal. My timer, because he won't give out the portions. I shouldn't invite him to be the person to divide it up, because his version of what's considered a nice sized piece is different than what I would prefer it to be. I wouldn't cut up the bread. I would search through the basket to pick the to find the best, if there was a lot of bread there, and I found that there was enough bread in the basket, then I would you know, be comfortable cutting, and I would make, you know, eat some bread. If you could eat barley bread and you eat wheat bread, which is more expensive, so you're over baltashkes, because you could have eaten a cheaper version. Why waste the money on a more expensive version? Vamra papa.
That's a huge
halacha. Well, the more is not finished with it yet. I can't stop in the middle over here. Vamra papa. Haiman the efshel the mishti shichra v'ashasi chamra. Person can drink beer and drinks wine instead. Is that v'mishon baltashkes? Is that baltashkes? So it's a waste of money. Well, I'm not seeing the this is not correct because baltashkes the gufa odif, the concern about your body. The deterioration of the body by eating these inferior items is more important. So it's better to eat the more expensive item if it's more healthy. Nainachanami. If the more expensive item is not more healthy, then you have you're right. Then you have a major halachic issue of baltashas. The more is it, because you can't claim baltashas the gufa adiv because it's not adiv. So if I go buy a very expensive cake, it can't tell you it's better for your body. So like it's, you know, all the extra stuff in it.
What?
Apparently they didn't seem to take the taste into consideration. I'm assuming that the bread of wheat tasted better than the bread of barley.
Yeah.
And the wine tasted better than the beer.
Right. Yeah.
Right. They wouldn't say it was a factor.
Right. So but you can. Then extend that to vegetables, right? So I should get the cheaper vegetable, and otherwise I'm over baltashkes.
Well, the vegetable
is this the rice?
Yeah, the vegetable deals over the getting a better deal because you got a bigger bunch.
Well, the better vegetable might be. I don't know what better means. You know, you know, if it means it tastes. You know, it's a healthier vegetables, it's fresher, etc. I don't know that's a, you know, fair cheshbon. Just because it tastes better, because they're organic, I have a shita. I'm a principled person. I only want to use organic. I don't know. I think it's healthier, safer. I don't know. Vamru kista barbe rav deles le mishka. You notice that there's no the Rambam doesn't quote this whole piece of Gemara.
You mean as to what's healthier and all that.
You know, it doesn't seem to, you know, bring it down into halachic, you know. Vomer chista barbe rav, skipped. Vomer chista barbe rav, the less lay mishka, he doesn't have oil. So after they would eat, they would use oil to remove the smell from the food of it, etc. They used to use their hands. So nimshi, he should wash his hands with my dechiritzi water, which is in. Now we this is backwards the way we think, but that you would go to water which is sitting in a pond or so there's growth in it, so it's a little bit thicker water, and that would help clean up. That would be approximate what the oil would do. There's things growing there. If you're buying the raw meat, so the lizen unka you should buy from the neck meat. This way, tlosa mini bisra, because in the neck meat there's three different types of meat over there. There's fatty meat, and there's the meat which is lean. And Rashi says there was also the gid over there. So that small piece of meat had different flavors in it. Bamar Chista, Barbe Rav, the Zoban, Ki Sunisa. He's buying his this tunic made out of linen. Lizard me, the Nahar Abba, you should buy from the Nahar Abba. That way they had good linen over there. Nechaber called Tos and Yemen, wash it every 30 days. The miftile tracer yarchi shata. It will last. It'll extend the life another 12 months. But not arva, and I'm the guarantor on that. My kisunisa. What does the word kisunisa mean? It means kisa noe. Means a nice group. This is something which you the good guys wear that stuff. You belong to be put in the head, in the front because you're wearing nice clothing. Don't sit on the a new mat, which is, since it's new and fresh, etc., it'll cause your garments to wear out more quickly. Which is, let's say, they were boarding. Don't give your garments to your hostess to wash them for you. It's not proper because the dilma chazid be'midi also the meganya. If a person had some type of a nocturnal emission, so she would see that, and that's not proper. It's embarrassing. Okay. Let's run through some of the Rashi's over here. So we're at Amalur Ruchis Labante, which is a new discussion. He stopped giving advice to the Barber Rav, now he's giving advice to his daughters. That's the next piece of Gemara. What? Mishavu Dida Mekanya, Shikisha Shaitkin, I saw the nag, when you put it out to dry, you put this stick through from one sleeve to the other. You take it out, you should take it off of the stick, not the stick from it. The stick is going to be used to be burnt for firewood, so it's muksa. It was the stick which the weaver would use, it has a din of a kli, then shari to muta. You have this meat which is hanging out to dry. So what was called a rope's worth is called, the amount which hung there was called talia. Sure, you could let him move it. So you could eat it raw. The kavri with fish, people don't eat fish raw. So I guess you could define what people do eat raw or aren't people. I don't know what. Okay. Abamsa. Mita, she shouldn't lie in a bed where people, where usually husband and wife live there. Kilo oimed, the mahari causes here. The Mor says, Wallahi. Liz and Aricha, buy long ones. A good Arucha shall prove. Aruch, which shall create an Aruch, and buy long, these long vegetables. Because Kizaki Kisha shall call a good as Haganin, Shavas, Beovin. The thickness of them, we bundle in 12 of them in every bundle. So there's, down on the bottom, they all look the same size. But they would wrap a certain length of rope and stick in as many vegetables as you could inside there. So you gain the length. He gains the length. If you're buying wood for firewood, the same thing. Buy long ones. Don't eat the raw vegetables. Creation is surfil b'shachalayim. They cause you to be hungry. You end up eating a lot of bread. Family can't afford the extra bread. Eat a little bit now. And a little more later on. He ends up never becoming full. Eat it together.
It's interesting. Then we talk about the bringing the
Kli.
The matzah,
Eats a little bit. I know. I have the same question. It's a good question. I don't know. So at the shayyad libi kulamun, I wouldn't eat till I checked out the whole basket. Because yisim mamashmish b'sal umotzi b'pas harbe yisim mevorachem motzi. When I saw there's a lot of bread, then I would mevorachem motzi. The last thing, mishcha. Shahoyu sochin yodayin shemen kadam mayim akronim lahavr sezuma. Before they would do mayim akronim, they would wash their hands with shemen. So you could take away some of the smell, and the dirt and the smell. But Maya the chavitzi and the kavim yachid, which the water which was sitting still water. Gotalayim Iraq Rokis of it. We have this green algae which would grow there. Menoicha Kashem, and it's soft like oil. Unka sarvers the neck, tosamini bisar, that's three types of meat. You think about give them any matami, we have three types of good food. Shamein, fat, kochish, lean, we give the tzaber and the gid. Like a hard part. And Haraba, I'm going to stop. I have this. Yeah. I think we're going to have a cow, yeah. We'll have to hold it here. So